9:30 in the morning, it is time for Ask Brett the Vet, where we join with our good friend, Dr. Brett Ellis, a veterinarian with Veterinary Associates Animal Hospital. They are just 1 mile north of the Xenia city limits on U.S. 68. And we'll get their contact information here in just a moment. But first, we welcome in the good doctor for the first interview of 2022. What's going on, Doc?
Hey, Happy New Year, everyone. It's, we went from warm and wet to freezing cold here real quick.
As usual, just if you don't like the weather, just wait 5 minutes.
Yep, it'll change. So we got some no white stuff today like we were supposed to get. But
maybe some flurries. It looks like it'll be about it.
About it. So no skiing on the hills around here today. So.
Not yet, anyways.
Not yet. But we've had another good, busy, productive week. And you know, it's time of year we do see more euthanasias, perform more euthanasias. It seems like, you know, your dogs that and cats that have been hanging on for quite a while, whether it's the time of the year or the weather, it's hard to say, but we certainly see an increase in euthanasias. So that's been kind of the hard part. You know, it is, we're doing it because it's the kind thing to do. You know, there's not a lot more treatment options a lot of times at the point in their lives. So it's a hard thing, but we do our best and educate people you know, it's never easy, and people say, I don't know how you do it. And, well, you do it because, you know, you can provide relief of suffering, and that's what we're doing. So be nice to your veterinarian when you go in. It's been hard, not just our practice, it's been everywhere. So we appreciate that.
Now, you've got an interesting case that you've been working on, and we finally come up with something that nobody was looking for, shall we say.
Yeah, so we've talked to you about our dog, Danny, that had the pneumothorax, where the lung ruptured, and air gets trapped outside of the lung in the chest wall and or in the pleural cavity and compresses the lungs, so they can't breathe. They can't expand their lung because every time they do, air seeps out and pushes the lung closed, you know, collapses it. We were told it was because Danny is a, you know, sled dog. She pulls us on bikes, pulls Deanna on skis, and we were told it was the exercise, the extreme exertion she was doing. Well, turns out it was a lung fluke, a parasite that dogs and cats can get. Humans can get it too. It's not as common in humans. It's seen people that eat raw crayfish, freshwater crayfish, is where this parasite likes to live. And it's pretty interesting because the parasite goes, it infects the snail, a nocturnal snail, and then goes through that snail. The snail lays those infected larvae that then the crayfish picks up. Then the crayfish has those larvae encyst in their heart. And so the animal can get it from eating the crayfish. There's also reports of rodents eating the crayfish, and then the dog eats the rodent or the cat eats the rodent, and then that's how they get the lungworm infection. So, you know, it is treatable, but by the time we figured this out, of course, her lung needed – the affected lung needed to come out anyway. But and interestingly, we did find in our other dog that's had a chronic cough, you know, we were treating him with traditional cough suppressants and antibacterials and even some Chinese herbs to help with coughing. Never really got all the way better. And then Deanna had the idea a few weeks ago. She's like, you know, I'm just going to deworm for lungworms. I'm like, yeah, we don't really see lungworms up this far north, but, you know, I guess we can. And sure enough, it's a 10 to 14 day treatment of Panacure, a dewormer that we use commonly. He started getting better about day 5. So we did the full 10 days and he hasn't been coughing since. And we took x-rays too. And we saw the typical nodules that you'll see from where the lung fluke incists and creates inflammation in the lung. And we're like, that's weird. You know, but it can also look like bronchitis. I mean, you know, interpreting chest x-rays is tough, you know. And but he had the pattern. And then he also had a mild pneumothorax. Like there was a little bit of air outside of his lung. And we're like, there's no way both of our dogs have pneumothorax. That's just not even possible because it's pretty rare. Mm-hmm. But turns out he probably did have a little bit of a pneumothorax that probably from the lungworm that insisted in the lung. And then when they were migrating, they can leave little boa or, you know, blisters and that caused the rupture that way. So. Yeah. So, if your dog's got a chronic cough and you live by a fresh water, or you go visit fresh water, we go every day, you know. So that's our fault. But, they can pick these things up. Something to be thinking about if you have a dog that's coughing and not responding to traditional treatments, could be this. And, we do fecals. We did fecals and we didn't find them on fecals. It's rare to find them on fecals. So. It can be a hard one to diagnose.
Oh, that sounds, that's a long way around the bend to try to figure out a solution,
right.
But at least you found your destination.
That's right. That's right. We finally have arrived. So that's good. And Danny's doing great after her last surgery. And now we just got to try to keep her on a leash for the next 10 days, which is about impossible. She's ready to run again.
Right.
So it's a hard one, but we'll do it.
Well, speaking of dogs, we appreciate all questions to Ask Brett the Vet, and I got this one in. A gentleman called with a 3-year-old Shih Tzu and said for about the last 8 months they've been giving it cream because the dog had an infection in its ear, and it's still producing a pretty bad smell out of the ear. So
yeah.
They're still using the cream, and they're wondering, you know, what can we do? Is this ever going to be fixed? You know, things of that nature.
So it depends on. So one thing that could be done would be to do a cytology. So we stick a Q-tip in their ear, smear a thin layer on a slide and stain it, and then determine is it you know, bacteria, is it yeast, is it both? Sometimes we do an ear culture if they're a repeat offender. Like it just keep, you know, nothing seems to be helping. We can culture and see what antibiotic we should be using. And a lot of times the root of these infections are allergies, which can help with. So sometimes it's a prescription diet. What novel protein that if it's year round, chances are it's food. It can be something in the house like dust mites or other things in the environment that are there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Dust mites is a very common one. And so that can be enough to cause that ear to be chronically inflamed. And so when it's inflamed, the barrier is not very good, and then it just keeps getting infection. And sometimes, you know, if you're putting a cream in their ear for 8 months, you know, you're not getting air in that ear. Sometimes it's the way that you clean it can be changing the way or doing it a different way so that ear is not chronically moist will help. Because even if you're putting antibiotics in the ear, but you're not letting air get to the ear, that can add to the frustration. And sometimes you need systemic therapy, too, to get the inflammation down so that those topicals can work better. So they are frustrating. And it'll be, you know, you can even have a dog, we'll see it with just one ear, you know, and you think, well, an allergy is the whole body. Why aren't both ears affected? I don't know. But, you know, you make those changes, with the diet, cleaning, and using an appropriate treatment based on, you know, what's growing in the ear or what you see on a microscope, If it's all yeast, then you're going to use something different than what you use for what the mixed infection, or if it's all bacteria and very few yeast, you really don't need an antifungal in there either. So not very helpful, but tells you that these things are problematic, but they can be managed well. And sometimes these dogs will there's just nothing that works, and we use a solution that they will put in the ear to treat, kind of every week or every, twice a week, and that keeps things better. But that's the last edge effort that we do with those things. So certainly get back to your veterinarian, because 8 months is a long time, and using the same tube for 8 months, most of those tubes don't last that long. And and if you've gotten a couple refills, that can be part of it too, that why you can treat it with the same thing for 8 months. And it's hard to get into a veterinarian right now. It's a challenge. A lot of veterinarians aren't taking new clients, and we still are, but it's a four to six week wait to take in a new client, because we're taking care of our own first. That's our goal, but trying to help out those that we can.
Dr. Brett Ellis joining us as always on Ask Brett the Vet. Well, if folks are willing to wait that 4 weeks to get in to see you guys, how can they contact you?
372-9978. Our staff will tell they'll get us the information, and we'll see what we can do.
All right. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it as always. We'll see if we can come up with some interesting cases when we get back together next Thursday at 9:30.
I look forward to it. You guys take care. Enjoy the cold. There's no mud, no bugs out there today. So
at least there's that.
Going to go run the dogs back by the creek. So hopefully no flukes today.
Yeah, let's hope.
All right, you guys. Take care.
All right. See you, Doc.